Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of your Teacher's Favourite Books podcast. Each week, I normally chat to a different teacher about their favourite books as a child and what they like reading now. However, this week is a little bit different because our bubbles have changed from year groups to individual classes. That means that none of your teachers can come to the library to have a chat with me. So I thought that I'd talk to you about what my favourite books were as a child and what I like to read now. So let me start by telling you about what my favourite books were when I was very young, like the pupils in Key Stage 1. I remember reading a series of books about two characters called Topsy and Tim. Topsy and Tim were twins, they were a brother and sister, and they had lots of different adventures and lots of different places, learning lots of different things. So they were very exciting to read about. I also remember reading about the skeleton crew. Got big skeleton, little skeleton, and the little dog skeleton. And there was a cartoon produced based on the book as well. I still remember the rhyme. In a dark, dark town, there was a dark, dark street. On the dark, dark street, there was a dark, dark house. And in the dark, dark house, there was some dark, dark stairs. At the bottom of the dark, dark stairs, there was a dark, dark cellar. And in the dark, dark cellar, some skeletons lived. I remember reading We're Going on a Bear Hunt. But my favourite book was Mog the Forgetful Cat. What I remember about Mog the Forgetful Cat, irony for you there, is that Mog was a cat who belonged to a family, but because she was so forgetful, she made lots of mistakes. But at the end of the story, she ends up saving the family from a burglar, so a happy ending for her. What I liked about the book was a repeated phrase that it had, "Bother that cat." You know, it was a chance for us to be quite loud when you're reading, because as a kid you can't really express your anger a lot of the time, but you're allowed when you're saying that phrase. What I also liked was that Mog was a very imperfect character, which I could relate to because I'm very imperfect also. Sometimes she felt lonely and unloved, but at the end of the story, the family learned to appreciate her and she becomes the hero of the story. So that's why it was my favourite. When I was a bit older, like the pupils in Key Stage 2, my favourite book was a story called A Little Princess by Frances Hodgson Burnett. It tells a story of a little girl called Sarah Crewe. She was born in India, but it's time for her now to go to school, a boarding school in England. Unfortunately, while she's there at boarding school, her father passes away. So there's no money anymore to pay for her school fees. The head teacher is quite a cruel woman at times, and she decides to keep Sarah on as a servant. So Sarah goes from being this wealthy, privileged little girl to this poor, underprivileged little girl. But what this story is about is not behaving like a princess because you're rich, but behaving like a princess, whatever your circumstances, because that's the right thing to do. Being kind and considerate and compassionate towards others. And Sarah had a personality that I really admired. She had a vivid imagination, and she used that imagination to put herself in other people's shoes, so that she could relate to them and not look down on them. But she also used that imagination to help her get through the hard times that she was experiencing. I think that the story of Little Princess, it belongs to realistic fiction because it was written a long time ago. So the author wrote it to be set at the time that she was writing, so it was quite contemporary when it was published. I didn't really have a favourite author as a child, but there are a few authors that I do particularly remember reading. I remember reading What Katie Did Next and Clover by Susan M. Coolidge. They tell the story of a schoolgirl called Katie and her adventures with her friends and her family, her ambitions and growing up in 19th century America. I also remember reading The Railway Children by E. Nesbitt. The Railway Children tells the story of three siblings, an older sister, a brother and a younger sister. Their family has fallen on hard times financially and their father actually goes to jail, so they have to move from the town to the countryside, and it's all about them getting used to a new lifestyle. I also remember reading Charms in Midnight Garden by Philippa Pierce. It tells the story of a boy called Tom who has to go and stay with his aunt and uncle for a while because his brother has measles and his family don't want Tom to get measles either. And it's all about the adventures that he has staying over with his aunt and uncle in the secret garden that he discovers there. I remember reading Charlotte's Web by E.B. White. It tells a story of a young pig called Wilbur who makes friends with a spider called Charlotte. Charlotte is very intelligent and Wilbur is quite a naive pig because he is so young. But despite their differences, it's about the friendship that they strike together. And it's about encouraging each other to believe in ourselves. Those were all really good reads, but above those, I think that I loved reading Good Mat Mr. Tom by Michelle Morgorian the most. The main character is called William Beach, and he is evacuated from the city to live with an old man called Mr. Oakley in a village. The reason why I loved it so much is because it introduced me to a few themes that I'd maybe not read about before, such as illiteracy, domestic abuse and grief. What attracts me to a story is when a character grows. So in a good story, a character shouldn't be the same person at the end of the story that they were at the beginning, and William changes a lot. When he's evacuated, he has the freedom to mature and really blossom. If you're interested in other titles by some of those authors, then I recently read The Treasure Seekers by E. Nesbitt, which I recommend. It's about a family of brothers and sisters, and they're really enterprising children. They come up with lots of different ways to make money. It's about the fun that they have and the mistakes that they made. So it's a really lovely book to read. I also recommend Little Lord Fauntleroy by Frances Hodgson Burnett. The main character, Little Lord Fauntleroy, he goes to stay with his stiff, very miserable grandpa, I think it is, possibly uncle, let's say grandpa. And it's about how his cheerfulness and his positive childishness, it kind of softens his grandpa's heart and changes him for the better. Like I said, I enjoy books where the characters develop into better people. Other books that I have strong memories of reading include His Dark Materials by Philip Pullman. That is a trilogy of books including The Northern Lights, The Subtle Knife and The Amber Spyglass. They've made it into a TV series on BBC at the moment. You might be watching that, I don't know. I also really enjoyed reading A Series of Unfortunate Events by Lemony Snicket. They've made that into a TV series too on Netflix. And the Harry Potter series, I was a big fan of those. But always read the books. The books are always better, kids. I was also a big fan of Jacqueline Wilson. The titles that stand out to me include The Illustrated Mom, The Suitcase Kid, and Vicky Angel, The Dustbin Baby, The Story of Tracy Beaker, and Lily Alone. When Mrs. Andrews joined me for the podcast, we had a little chat beforehand because I used to enjoy reading The Babysitter's Club too. My sister was in secondary school when I was in primary school, so she used to loan them out for me from her school library so that I could read them. Yeah, they were great. My favourite book now is a book called Inferno by Dan Brown. The main character is an art professor called Robert Langdon. At the beginning of the story, he wakes up in Florence, which is a city in Italy, but he doesn't remember how he got there or what he's been doing over the past couple of days. He's suffering from amnesia. And as he's trying to remember what he's been up to, he becomes involved with trying to stop an activist who develops a virus to control the world's increasing population. And what I enjoyed about it was that it was full of action, full of mystery and suspense, and the plot twist is one of the most impressive that I've ever read. It's amazing. I recommend it to moms and dads for all of those reasons, and because it's got an ending that really makes you reflect and contemplate. The last book that I finished reading last week was a book called The Medici by Paul Strathern. It's a non-fiction book about a rich Italian banking family who began their trade in the 14th century. They flourished up until about the 16th, 17th century. They're really interesting because from being merchants or tradesmen, they acquired so much status that two popes came from their family and they ended up marrying into French royalty. And from there, really, we could say that all of European royalty is somehow related to the Medici family. They were the rulers of Florence in their prime, but eventually they lost their power. But that's not sad news because their power was undemocratic in the first place. Which leads me up to the book that I am reading now, which is called The Book Thief by Marcus Zusak. And it has the most unusual narrator ever. The narrator is a character called Death. And Death is telling the story of a young girl that he encounters on his business travels across the world called Liesl Memminger. Liesl Memminger is a young German girl living at the time of the Second World War, and it's about her experiences living with a foster family called the Hubermans. Make sure to check it out for yourself. That's it from me this week. Thank you for joining me, and make sure to tune in next time for the next episode of Your Teacher's Favourite Books. Bye!